From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The United States levied additional sanctions on two of North Korea's most prominent officials involved in its missile program. Ryan Brooks has more.
The U.S. Treasury said it's all part of a, quote, maximum pressure campaign to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. The two men it targeted are among the favorites of leader Kim Jong-un and top experts in making the North's weapons. A Treasury report says one of the men, Kim Jong-sik, is a major figure in Pyongyang's efforts to switch its missiles from liquid to solid fuel, which helps make launch pads more mobile, while Ri Pyeong-chol is a key player in advancing the North's ICBM program. Photos and TV footage show both acting casual around Supreme Leader Kim, where most senior aides would keep their distance.
That was reporter Ryan Brooks. Liberians are anxiously awaiting the results of a presidential runoff election. National Elections Chairman Jerome Korkoya said the process went well.
So far, the election process and voting in a presidential runoff election has been smooth, and there are marked improvements on the 10th Ottawa 2017 election day.
Vice President Joseph Boakai and former soccer star George Weah are running to succeed President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who is stepping down after serving 12 years as Africa's first elected female leader. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that next month's Russian-led Syrian peace talks in Sochi have broad support and are meant to lay the groundwork for a UN-brokered peace process. However, 40 Syrian rebel groups said they would not attend the talks. For additional stories, pictures, videos, and more, follow Voice of America on social media. This is VOA. Wednesday, a Myanmar court extended the detention of two journalists working for Reuters news agency by more than 2 weeks. Hua Lone and Joss Saw U arrived at the courthouse and were greeted by reporters and family members. Wallone said that the pair were just doing their reporting jobs and did not violate journalistic ethics. It was also the first time the pair had been allowed to meet with family members since they were arrested on December 12. They are accused of violating the Official Secrets Act, which is punishable by up to 14 years in prison, for acquiring important secret papers from two police officers. Those officers had worked in the Rakhine State, where abuses widely blamed on the military have driven more than 630,000 Rohingya Muslims to flee into neighboring Bangladesh. A trial is scheduled for January 10th. Bronwyn Benito reports that South Korean prosecutors have demanded a 12-year prison term for Samsung's jailed billionaire heir, Lee Jae-young.
Lee Jae-young continues to maintain his innocence as lawyers appeal his conviction on bribery and other charges. In August, a lower court sentenced Lee to 5 years in prison for offering bribes to former South Korean president Park Geun-hye and her confidant while Park was in office. South Korean prosecutors had requested a 12-year prison term. Now both are appealing that ruling. South Korea's Yonhap news agency cited the court as saying it will issue a ruling on Lee on February 5th, but calls to the court went unanswered. If the court's ruling is appealed again, either by Lee or prosecutors, his case will be handed over to the Supreme Court, which will make a final ruling on him. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
Spain's central government may block Catalan secessionists from forming a new regional government despite their victory in last week's local elections. Central authorities could use the incarceration and exile of a score of top secessionist lawmakers to neutralize their edge in parliament. They could also apply direct rule provisions to leverage a unionist coalition government headed by center-right leader Inés Arrimadas, who won the largest share of the votes. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy hinted at such a plan last week. Crime fell by more than one-fifth in the Philippines in 2017. That's delighted the public and indicates that perhaps President Rodrigo Duterte's deadly anti-drug campaign, which stirred international outrage over human rights issues, is deterring crime. According to the Philippine National Police figures cited by domestic media, illegal acts against people and property declined by almost 22% from January through November of this year compared to the same time period in 2016. From the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Best music today.